No, so and also, funny. If you've seen this, you'll notice that the Hindu's laugh sounds almost exactly.
No,
it only lasts if I'm. It only sounds like.
That's exactly it.
It is.
I do that sometimes when I'm feeling particularly chuckly, but not all the time.
See that episode? It's like, I've only seen this up once at dinner.
Oh,
and he's and this at her parents' house. He's like, so funny.
Peter and Chris are on this boat and they're looking at a whale. And Chris goes, "What's the blow hole for, Dad?" And Peter goes, "I'll tell you what it's not for, son. And when I tell you, you will realize why I must never go back to SeaWorld."
That's so ridiculously funny.
He never comes out and says it, but the implication is there. Says it.
He don't never says it.
Take you down, boy.
Good luck.
The implication is there, though.
Thank
actually,
you.
Actually, let me correct that. Have fun.
Yeah.
Oh, so anyways, today we're playing Marco Polo.
Okay, so right now we're in Annapolis, as we said we would be, I think, in our 9.5 episode. It's amazing.
Such a waste.
I know.
I listen to that.
It was supposed to be our 10th episode.
I put it on the
but it's a 9.5.
I wanted to.
That's because you wanted this to be the 10th.
Yeah.
I had to be in the 10th.
No, we just have
you're just convenient.
You're just convenient. They're also very ugly.
Sure, in that case, I'm going to say.
No, I'm just skinny.
I was.
Hey, you should sit on your face.
Anyway, I was.
I don't use bad comebacks.
On Friday, yeah. Oh.
So does your face.
On Friday, we had gone to the library last period to work on our, to work, inverted commas, on our history projects, and we saw Luftwaffe, Beanpole's girlfriend, and so like, we were just about to go, and I was talking to Luftwaffe, well, arguing with her really, because I usually argue with her, for that, and then she's like, wants to attack me, but she can't, because I'm too fat. But anyway, so Beanpole like sticks his face in between, and so I go, "Beanpole, move your face."
Oh yeah, you two were trying to have a staring contest.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I kind of broke it off because I kind of stepped in between their two heads.
Yeah, and then I went, "Beanpole, move your face. It's ugly." And Luftwaffe was very amused. So I think you should look out. She might be thinking of leaving you because she thinks you're ugly.
For him.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, sorry.
Shut up, Jew.
I feel so insecure.
Shut up.
I'm shuddering.
That's an insult.
I'm shuddering.
That's an insult, Mr. Beanpole. Take
what's
you down.
Insult?
It's so funny.
Anyway.
I'm not insulting you. I'm saying, I feel so insecure. I think she. I'm really sure she's thinking about just breaking it off. Yeah. I'm shuddering about that. I'm going to lose sleep.
Anyway, we're in Annapolis right now.
Yeah. So back to where we were. Due to the fact that I said that comeback was good.
Where the Jew...
We were playing Marco Polo.
Where the Jew has a second house because he's so ridiculously rich.
That's if I was so ridiculously rich, I wouldn't be driving the car that I'm driving.
His dad's a doctor.
He fixed all the tires because they were all messed up.
Okay, that's correct. He's not rich. His dad's rich.
Well, his family is ridiculously rich.
No, they're not. But the people around here are.
Oh, does your dad not... Anyway, so moving on. So he invited Beanpole and I to... come stay Saturday and I mean Sunday and Monday. Bad mistake.
It's Memorial Day week.
Bad mistakes. Yes, the 3-day holiday.
Oh, it's Sunday, by the way.
Yeah, it is Sunday today.
I forgot to say that.
You forgot to say the date.
I know.
Oh, Decca Show.
It was only one Sunday.
The Decca Show, and we missed it. Our first and only Decca Show. Anyway, so we're here.
Yes.
To the world.
Do you want to make this 9.75?
No.
You've already called it
Look,
show 10.
We did that for the last one as well.
Yeah, did you get the last one? He doesn't listen anymore.
Anyway.
I listen sometimes. But anyway, I don't really...
Back to my thing that I said like 20 minutes ago.
Back to the... Beanpole.
Got here first.
Yes.
I wasn't able to come as early as he was because
like 10.
I had to go to this Indian function, which was kind of boring. But I got $5, had a good lunch, and nice like Indian cloth thing, which
so
you wouldn't understand unless you were Indian.
Meanwhile,
but if you are Indian, it's called a puncha.
Meanwhile, David and I. Meanwhile, the Jew and I went and got some pepperoni pizza, some nice meat on that pizza.
Shut up, you and your
downtown,
meat. Hate your meat.
Downtown Annapolis.
Take your meat and choke on
Manches
it.
Manches is good. Go to Manches.
Your meat. Your face. So is your face there. That's a Jew comeback.
No.
Even though it's so ridiculously poor.
He got you.
God.
Okay, anyways. So we drove back, and he was on speakerphone, and he couldn't hear us.
Because he's deaf.
So I came back, and we went for a boat ride where
he fell asleep. Twice.
We were going 35 miles an hour in moderate chop.
Okay.
And he was asleep.
Couple things. The droning of the engines was restful. It was a sunny day, but the breeze... The breeze countered the warmth of the sun.
The 35 knot breeze.
It was a very relaxing place to sit. And thus,
I was bouncing up and down.
I slept in the Key Largo boat, and that was ridiculous.
He was asleep at a point where, like, the boat was leaving my feet.
My brother, what's his name? Stubark.
Stubark.
Had to poke you. And then he woke up, he's like, oh my god, man!
I'm gonna kill you!
That one time was great. I was at the Jew's house on Thursday to do our bio project, and I fell asleep because I was so ridiculously bored.
So
and
I so
he like,
him.
And he hits the
he's
back
in this
of
chair
my
chair that kind of bounces, so he like pushed the chair down.
And he's like, what is going on?
He freaked out.
I just screamed. A manly scream, not like the Jew.
Oh yeah.
The Jew and his scream.
Wait, we have to get back.
The Jew and his scream. No, I want to tell the story.
Don't talk about Marco Polo.
I like the story.
We almost got there.
The Jew and his scream. I had gone to the Jew's house one day, supposedly working on our bio project.
Yeah, more than
and
recording.
I was upstairs, and the Jew and Stupark were having an altercation of sorts.
He was chasing me.
With Stupark threatening to write with a permanent marker on Jew. And so he was chasing the Jew, and I had hidden behind a stack of books, and the Jew comes running, and I go, boo! And he, like, folds up. He, like, crumbles into a fetal position, lands on the ground, and goes, ah! It was so ridiculously amusing.
Yes, the Jew was
so
annoyed.
He was like running, and then you see like he was actually folding mid air before he landed.
I rolled.
It was so funny. It was ridiculous.
Fuck!
I should have taken a video of that. It'd been great.
Kids, if there's a nuclear weapon about to go off above your school,
duck and cover.
Guys, in cover under your desk. That will shield you from all the radiation and the blast wave.
Yes.
Anyway, Marco Polo. Not yet.
Okay.
So I came back, we went on the boat ride, we came back, we went kayaking.
Okay, this is funny. We have to talk about this.
You should see the Hindu kayak. We're going to have to get him into a kayak again tomorrow and take a picture of it.
Okay, the kayak's about what, a foot and a half wide?
I don't know.
The Hindu's a bit wider.
It's a two-person kayak. It's a pretty decent-sized kayak. It's a narrow kayak. I'll give him that much. It's not like narrow like a sea kayak.
It's
narrow,
compared
to a day kayak.
Yeah.
I mean, as a day kayak, it's kind of narrow. I don't. Doesn't matter. Whatever. But he kind of got stuck.
I got stuck for a second before
the edges flicked back.
When the edges flicked back, I was fine.
It was funny.
Of course, this was after he'd already tried to get in once and
I've never kayaked before.
The entire thing over.
Hey, for somebody who didn't kayak, he just
I never kayaked before when I got in the first time and I got in fine.
Steering was.
Oh yeah, going out on the water.
He's got the idea. You're good at it.
They just can't get in.
Yeah.
I can now.
That's not so much your fault.
Well, I'm not sure I can now.
It's more of a...
No, of course.
Once I get in,
laws of Earth.
Once I get in, I can walk it.
Gravity,
but getting in is a problem.
Gravity,
water
friction,
water
displacement,
momentum,
time,
weight,
and space.
The time and space continuum revolves around me.
Anyway,
so
we went kayaking, and we had to pull the Jew because he was in a sailboat, and
there was no sail.
There's
no
wind.
No sail,
so
it was just boat.
He was lazy.
Crap! I didn't take that boat out of the water. Did someone take it out?
I think so.
I did.
That back leg is.
Yeah, that really sounds. That sounds like what my chair sounded like before it broke.
It's okay. It's okay if you bring it down.
No, I listened to the recording and it's like crack, crack, va-boom. It's crazy.
It's show 5 if you didn't know.
Yeah, so half this number of this show.
That was so lame.
Anyway, it's a good show. I think that's one of our best shows.
Show 5.
So we came back from kayaking. I managed to get out without any further trouble.
You did a decent job at rolling.
Yeah.
I got on the deck, but I bumped my nose against the floorboard, which hurt, kind of. And then, so we got up, and then we went, like, jumping into the water, and I did cannonball, but I hurt my family jewels, so I like, couldn't move my lower part of my body for like a couple of
seconds.
Minutes.
And then Beefheart shoved it off from the piling.
Yeah.
And then he kind of half fell asleep on his way back out of the water.
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't sleeping.
He was asleep.
About you.
Oh, yeah, Kakashi, we were like, okay. Kakashi!
I'll tell you.
I'll tell you what I do. Kakashi, you sleep.
I do some swimming pools a lot when I'm like, after I've done a lot of swimming. What I do is, you know how sometimes if you like, just sit and you like,
no.
You start introspecting?
No.
You just like,
that's a
no.
thing.
No, it's not a hidden thing. Anyway, I'm just lying back. I like doing this.
I don't know.
I'm not. Will you let me talk, you irritable people?
So no,
that's so irritating.
Anyway,
I'm good at being
so irritating. I was lying on my back, and I'm naturally buoyant because of the fat cells.
No kidding.
Quiet.
And staring at the sky. And
quite. Quiet.
You have the glowing, glowing noise of the water.
I've used that before.
No. And
so you see into the.
I find doing it very, very restful. And so whenever I do it, I like start introspecting, like
I
look at my own thoughts and I examine stuff. Like,
and then he falls asleep.
I've never fallen asleep, but
as he knows of.
It's kind of like meditating, except easier to do, because I don't have much distraction. Anyway, so I was doing that, and they were apparently afraid for me, but yeah. So I went, and then we had to clean ourselves off so we could go into. His pool, which he cleaned very well. Apparently, when he first came here,
so happy.
It was like ridiculously poor.
Well,
but
no,
now
it just,
it's very
gets,
nice.
It's just a pain to keep clean, and it doesn't always look good. And today it's clear for like the first time in a while.
Anyway,
yeah, it's really nice tonight.
So before that, we had to wash ourselves
really,
off.
Really cloudy.
So I used like this full strength pose on my
head
and on the rest of my body.
He kept spraying himself in the face. It's funny.
I spray myself
he
once.
He sprayed himself in the face. Like, like, how good
anyway,
it
so he went into the pool. And we started playing Marco Polo, which I'll let the Jew relate, because he's been waiting for like half an hour.
He didn't know how to play it, so we taught him how, and it was fun.
Okay, that was really sad.
You've been waiting for like half an hour.
Basketball.
Okay, so after doing Marco Polo, I got bored because I got tagged twice.
Just a sec. It's been... Oh my god.
What?
39 minutes.
40 or 30?
40 minutes exactly.
Oh,
39.
Nice.
That's
okay,
amazing.
So
I hope
we
should listen.
So,
no, we should do like Deka Show Part 1, Deka Show Part 2.
Okay,
so they don't have to listen to the whole thing.
I'll divide it up later.
Yeah,
should we
okay.
stop it now and divide?
No.
We can
no.
do it on 39.
No.
Sure.
No, we've got to finish
anyway,
up,
so.
It'll be hard to cut.
We were playing Marco
Polo. Okay.
We were playing Marco Polo, and I got bored of it quickly because I was tagged twice, like almost in a row.
Because he's a little.
I've never done it before.
Yeah,
he's nice and big and easy to tag.
We started playing Tips, and I had no idea what the game was about, so I knocked the ball out and hurt my feet because I had to walk on the holly leaves.
Yeah, we got tired of playing Tips, so we decided to play basketball.
So we started playing water basketball. We played in the shallow end, which I dominated because I do dominate.
Huge.
And he amazed me. He's actually not that weak. He's really strong.
Why would you think I'm weak?
I already
knew
he was going to be
strong.
Why?
I knew you were strong, but I didn't realize you were just so... It's like running into a wall. So
he tried
strong.
He tried to drown me once.
He's immovable.
He tried to
it's
drown me. I don't feel safe.
Wait. You didn't think I'd be strong?
No, I thought you'd be strong, but I didn't think you'd be as rock solid. I mean, he does not move. And he can just bowl you out of the way like a truck. Amazing.
So
that's because he is a truck, essentially.
He moved into the... You want me to take you down? I've had enough. Okay, I'm trying to talk here.
Beat him with your
guitar. No,
actually, you were trying to cut me off.
You were cutting me off as I was talking.
Shut up, seriously.
Hey, this is a family show.
Right.
Family show.
I'm going to chase the beanpole until he stops talking.
Wait, don't get on that thing. You'll break it. It's
anyway,
break.
So... Then we moved to the deep end because I was so obviously dominating the shallow end.
Yeah, he was.
And then Stupark started dominating. Ridiculous.
And he was doing
He'd be 2, 3, 4 feet away and he'd get it in. It's ridiculous.
He plays basketball.
It was stupid. Oh, does he?
Well,
okay, that
was. Oh, that was a close one.
That was close.
And he's been practicing on that hoop since he bought it. It's his hoop.
Okay, so that would explain it. Anyway, so he was really good. I came third with the score being something for.
No, I came in third.
You came in second.
I obviously came in second.
Stupor came first. You came second. I came third. He came fourth.
Yeah.
So why are you arguing with me?
Third.
I thought you said you took second.
No, I didn't.
So, yeah, I took second.
Okay. Anyway, so that was good.
After we finished that, we came inside and started playing Halo. Xbox
yeah.
Halo.
I'm really tricky. I have no one loves to play that
tonight. Oh, and
deep work.
We had dinner, which was good. I had pasta.
I had chicken and hot dog.
I ate food.
Wait,
that
bread,
sounds wrong. I need
cheese.
To retune this.
I ate food.
Anyway, yeah, it was good. I quite liked it. I mean, not bad, seeing as I'm like the only vegetarian there. It was good. I liked
vegetarian stuff.
Anyway, so that was good. And
ooh,
then,
what would you say? Oh, it was terrible.
You watched. You watched Monty Python and the Holy Grail after that.
Oh, such a good movie.
Amazing movie.
Me.
Oh my god, I said
Lou.
It. I said it again.
Lou.
No.
No.
You must answer me these three questions. What is your name? What is your quest? What is your favorite color?
Blue! No!
What is the airspeed velocity of a swallow?
Asian
or European?
Wait, I don't know that!
Anyway, that was most amazing. So after that, we finished that.
That's such
good
a good
movie. I enjoyed it.
God.
We had a bit of like seating problem at the start because both Stubark and I wanted the couch and I'm more immovable
than
he is.
Beanball just sat.
Yeah, I know.
there was room and I took it.
We finished the
I'm
movie
skinny.
And conveniently enough, we had ice cream then.
It was vanilla, so I actually ate it.
With vanilla ice cream with this strawberry
syrup.
Beanball
does not eat chocolate.
Yeah, I know, it's
how
ridiculous.
I'm sure that some of you out there are going to agree with me that chocolate just ain't as good as everybody thinks it is. And the rest of you all can agree that people like me, you shouldn't mind because it means more chocolate for you.
Yeah.
Actually, no. I refuse to. Everyone should enjoy chocolate. I'm not going to be selfish. I think everyone should
except
like
for you random like, people.
There's
like,
a lot of chocolate in the world.
Here who's like,
there's,
oh, I'm so gracious.
Gracious? I'm gracious. I'm
gracious.
I am very gracious.
That's what I was saying. He used to be so nice to me. It was so funny.
Okay.
He wanted to be
he's nice to
he
people
so
he doesn't
polite.
Know.
Okay.
Oh, God, he apologized for everything.
I believe in
and now
polite
an
courtesy and civility towards people I don't know. Because that's what you should do. You don't know them. You can't judge them. Which is why I'm really annoyed when people I don't know make fun of me being fat or make fun of me for doing something. Because then I just feel like knocking their block off. Seriously. I just feel like just giving them one. But I don't. Because I have to be nice. But as I make friends, well, I gain the right to judge them.
And we get the right to judge you too.
Fine, I never said you shouldn't, but
every time
wait,
we do,
will you
like...
wait? Gods! I've never met someone so wanting to talk apart from me. Anyway.
So wanty to talk.
Yes. Wanty to talk. Wanty talkie.
I'm wanty talkie.
I've got a walkie talkie.
Anyway, so
that was just so bad.
When I make friends, like we have good natured ribbing, etc. Roasting. So, I'm not as nice anymore because there's no reason they should be.
Minutes.
They're my friends. So, that's my theory. I think as you make friends, there's no longer that much necessity to be nice because they already know your nice side.
Oh, Halo 2.
Oh, yeah. We actually have something left to talk about.
We have to go soon.
Yeah, we
want to
watch another movie and
so,
it's getting late. It's like 10:30.
Yeah, so,
I want to go to bed.
Oh, I need to pee as well, so we need to finish quickly.
Then, if we're going to do something, then we should end night.
Okay, Halo 2.
Most importantly, I really need to pee.
Halo 2.
Good
game.
No. We've
got
to talk about Halo 2.
Halo 2.
I have strong opinions on this game.
What can I say about Halo 2?
Okay, Halo 2.
Amazing.
Okay,
exciting.
Stop.
Thrilling.
Stop.
Captivating.
Please,
and thrilling.
You get mad at us for trying to talk.
I'm giving you a taste. I'm giving you a taste.
It's legitimate. Okay, you've played... Okay, if you haven't played the first one, it's a great game. It's got, even if you have, just give me a sec. Bear
I'm not
me.
Saying anything.
It's got good graphics, good games, it's exciting, it's got good, I like the soundtrack, it's cool.
Oh, that's really cool.
Okay, anyways, and it's set up to go with the game. Like, they make it more intense as it goes, it's cool. Anyways.
Is that all
mind?
You wanted to say?
Do you mind?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were disturbed by my incredible
you.
Playing.
Yeah, you're a rocket. Okay, anyways. But with the first game had so many things that I liked that weren't in the second game.
Like what?
Like I loved that the pistol kicked butt. It was one of only a couple guns that had zoom.
Yeah, that's true.
It was very accurate, and it took about 3 shots to kill. 3 good shots that the pistol could kill.
Yeah, the pistol was actually very
it was an awesome
mental.
Gun.
now?
It sucks.
Yeah, I know. It's so stupid. I'm really annoyed, but I used to love the pistol. A pistol and rocket launcher were my best.
Amazing. And I like it, but it's a little too amazing. Like, it's one shot kill within 5 feet.
Yeah. Which really doesn't work for a shotgun.
Yeah. The needlers are a little too good as well.
I don't like needlers.
Because if you have double needlers, you're invincible.
Good point. Unless, of course, you have really bad marksmanship.
Or somebody else has or someone else shoots you, they...
Or someone else has a sniper.
But you have
or a rocket launcher.
A straight-out duel, which happens a lot in Halo.
Yeah.
You have an advantage. You have a major advantage.
Anyway.
Wait, there's a couple other things. Sniper is also a little better, I thought, in the first one.
No, the second one, I like the second sniper.
No. Second sniper's too good. I don't like the second
sniper. It's like the same.
No, not really.
Yeah, it mostly is.
Okay, wait.
The human one is, but they added the alien.
The alien one's
good. I'll give you my opinion I think Halo 2 is not as good as Halo in some respects.
Yeah, I agree. It's only some respects. Overall,
the main reason is you're not as fallible in the second one as you were in the first one. You're much more... You have much more potential to do and be good than you do in the first one. So being good in the first one takes a lot more work than it does being good in the second one.
No, and so it should go the other way. It was much better when I used to play the old one. Well, that's partly because
you're
my
bad.
Brother, it's also partly because my brother wasn't as practiced as I was. Because we both didn't own it. So we were equal. Now he plays it a lot more.
Anyway, that's my feeling. I think it's taken out that sort of like human error concept. But you still have it because you're really poor players. But... I'm not saying anything about anyone. I'm just saying in general. I never said I wasn't. Did I say? Did anyone hear me say I wasn't? Well, I don't believe you did.
You did say you did. You're really poor players, which kind of
there's only the two of us here.
Yeah,
three.
Yes, but if you're the one talking, you usually talk about us two.
No,
I wasn't even saying it.
I was saying
it must have been against
him. I was saying in general. I
start first up out there.
We gotta end up soon, my dad.
What was that? That was so bad.
Stop.
That's exactly what
I
got to
like.
Can you guys finish up?
Stop.
Oh, yeah.
I think
our what's his name?
My brother?
No. Sean Connery. You should hear our amazing Sean Connery.
We saw first night.
Yeah, it's so funny.
We went to his history class the other day.
I just hope you're safe. I mean, he's a great actor, don't get me wrong. Great actor. I mean, Bond,
I love him.
Movie's amazing, but his accent is just so cool.
I love him in a bunch
Bond.
Of movies. He's really good.
James Bond. Just so funny.
I think that if you've listened to this song, you've done really well, because this is a really long show.
Yes, you have, indeed.
And so we're gonna
wrap up.
We're wrapping up. Just really quick. Okay, have you seen First Night?
No.
Okay, I'm pretty sure it's the same castle that's in Timeline.
Nice.
Because there's this big
Timeline, by the way, is
a mean. Also, there's that waterway that they escape through from the castle.
Okay.
Did they use to transport goods during a siege?
Good job.
Okay, anyways.
Anyway, so we're gonna wrap up.
You people. First it.
We're gonna wrap up with... Well, we're just gonna generally wrap up.
so we'll talk to you later.
Call up... Well... I don't want to tell them our comment lines because we've said them so much.
Yeah.
Go to our site, dac2000.tripod.com.
And vote for them.
Do you mind?
No, don't mind.
Yes.
It's almost the... I'm so excited. We'll see if we actually have listeners.
Spelt D-A-K...
Four times in a row, and then 2000.tripod.com. No www, just http://.
He just likes saying that over
and
over
again.
And
you can find us... And the fastest way to go, which is the way I do it, because I don't like typing in URLs.
He searches everything. I hate
my home page is Yahoo. If I want to go to Google, I search
Google.
Just
search Google. It's idiotic. It's so stupid. Anyway, what was I saying?
Anyways.
Oh yeah, go to our site.
You can go to Podcast Daily.
Email
the Hindu and Hindu, or type in just Jew or just Hindu.
Yeah, type in Hindu. It's easier that way. Because there are only like two for Hindu.
As of, and this won't be posted for a while, as of the 1st of June, vote for us.
Exactly.
Please vote for us.
The podcast.
We want to get those votes early, so we can try to get in the top 10, like for 5 minutes. I don't think it's going to happen, because we're posting this way too late.
We pray if it did.
It'd be so cool.
All you Dutch, Japanese, Australian, as a Jew likes to call, Australian listeners, British listeners, even American listeners, please vote for us. beginning May, June. First of June. Go
the
to
first of every month.
www.podcastalley.com, one word.
Or just search it. That's what I do. And just let you know, Alley has an E in the end. Because I didn't know that.
It has a Y in the end.
You know, an E in the end.
A-L-L-E-Y.
I like
even I can spell that.
I always typed in A-L-L-Y. And it told me there needs an E.
Email, thoughts, comments, potential topics to talk about.
Or just
about.
Say hi because we were like getting used. And we've only gotten one. Only Carl.
Only Carl.
Come on, please, someone else.
Email us. We like it.
We know you.
We'll mention you in our show and you'll feel special.
And if you don't want us to because it's so stupid, we won't. Just let us know.
Yeah.
We really
We'd love to hear from you because we're doing this for
especially the Dutch people. Because we have an amazingly high percentage. Just
true.
Because there's so few people listening, we know that there's at least two people in England. Our England percentage is about 2 or 3, and the Netherlands is like 8 or 9, which
That's
means
good.
There's something downloading us.
So
maybe it's like some server for podcasting.
Email us.
A lot of podcasting there.
Because you Dutch
Please.
People are amazing. I love Dutch people. They're
say
nicest
your thing,
people in
say
the world.
Say your Dutch thing.
Goeiedag. Well, this is nice. Goeiedag.
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 Goeiedag. Wait, nacht, like night?
Yeah.
Like nocturnal?
Yeah, nocturnal. Anyway, so, email us, thejewandhindu@gmail.com.
And I'll see you in Dutchland.
Jew and Hindu. Jew and Hindu is one word, so email us there. And I hope you enjoyed our Decca show.
Say goodnight.
Bye.
Say goodnight.
Bye. Stupark, say goodnight.
Goodnight.
That was Stupark. Good night, people. Enjoy
the churches.